The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, random reptoid, or chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your experience, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining me on this April Fool's Day. And I want to share in a moment about how I pulled an April Fool's joke on myself today. And it actually, little does Todd realize, it includes him as well. And you're gonna hear about that. And just before we kind of get going into stuff, the first Wednesday of every month, we do Ghost Stories and Beyond in Anoka. For those of you who come out there every month, just know that we had to cancel the April Ghost Stories in Anoka because we are all going to go out and see Dustin Perry over at the Fitzgerald. You can still get tickets. It's this Wednesday, April 3rd. You can go to ghostdoyoubelieve.com and get your tickets at the Fitzgerald, and honestly, I'm really looking forward to that. I really don't know what to expect, but as a way of celebrating that, we're going to replay our episode Wednesday that we had Dustin guest on. So it was very cool. Now, I wanted to bring on a friend tonight that I haven't really ever really had on the show before, and there's a couple things that he's working on with his wife and their paranormal team, and I wanted to kind of get into it and talk about these locations and stuff. And, you know, as Todd and I were talking prior to the start of the show, that, you know, maybe for those of you who are interested in, you know, kind of setting up your vacation for this summer, these are places, especially if you have that paranormal vibe going on, these are places that you might want to check out. So the Todd Eskew, co-founder and lead investigator of the Black Wolf Paranormal. Todd has always had an interest in the paranormal, cryptic, and UFOs for as long as he can remember. He has had many different experiences throughout his life. Todd has been a part of some amazing locations like Old South Pittsfield Hospital, Waverly Hills, and helped a few other historical locations. They're currently the home team at historic Bellwitch Cave in Adams, Tennessee, and Trousdale Place in Gallatin, Tennessee as well. They also help out our good friends up in Fort Duffield in West Point, Kentucky. I mean, now that's kind of a rich way of putting it, but whatever. Through the years, Todd has met many great people and some great friends and memories. Todd looks forward to continued work with other teams and location. Todd, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Now, the thing here is many people are listening to me on AM 950, but we do a Facebook Live, and I've talked about before how we do it on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. We do it on the Things Network, and we also do it on, we just started a few weeks ago doing it on Get Haunted. And the way that it works is that Sarah, who is a co-owner of Get Haunted with Rob, she's put together this messenger thing for each day of the week, so that we can put all of our promotional stuff in for the program, and she moves it out there. Also, that helps her is Courtney, and they've all been so wonderful since I've joined over here. And so I put up that imagery that you shared out as well, that says your name and says what you do, and I put that into the messenger. And this Todd responds and says, can't do a show tonight. Can't do the show tonight. And I'm just like, well, crap. Okay, I guess you just canceled on me. I'm assuming it's you. And so I'm just like, well, that was kind of a abrupt way of saying that he's not going to be able to do the show tonight. I would have expected a little bit more from Todd. And so, you know, I started already look for a replacement for you. And then I'm like, why would Todd be on this messenger, conversation? It's for hosts. It's not for anything else. And I thought to myself, I bet there's more than one Todd in the world. And so I looked, and it's Todd, a different Todd, who actually has a show on Get Haunted previous to mine on Monday night. And I started to feel, well, pretty silly, because it's like, well, I just got myself in a bit of a tussle with myself. You did nothing wrong. But here are the facts, Todd, is that last night you said you weren't feeling great. So I'm just like, okay, well, that might be what it's down to. Sarah, when I put the imagery into the messenger, she's like, ooh, the Todd SQ. And I'm like, okay. And then right away, this Todd responds, I can't do the show. I'm like, well, to me, it all makes perfect sense. This is you. And just so you know, Todd, it wasn't.
Right. It wasn't.
No, it surely wasn't. And it was weird because Leanne was like sharing out the event that for tonight's show. And I'm like, and I'm messaging Char Savoy, and I'm just like, okay, Todd cancels on me, but she's sharing it out. What is going on? Does she not know that Todd's not going to do the show tonight? I almost posted, like, because I did a question of the day that I was going to read tonight. Instead, I'm like, I almost wrote, well, my guest canceled on me, so I need, I mean, the whole thing would have been blown way out of proportion. So I look at that as an April Fool's Day joke on me, because I didn't know what the heck I was doing. So anyway, you're here.
I'm here.
You haven't canceled on me. Wow, that's a long way to kind of talk about how much of a disaster I am at doing this stuff. But, you know, here we are. Now, Todd, you know, last time I saw you in person, wasn't that a couple years ago in Salina, Kansas? I don't think I've seen you since. Gosh,
yeah,
that's a long
time. That would have been the last time, yeah.
My goodness, my goodness. Anything new? No, I'm just kidding. So I'm you're just like, oh, maybe. Let's start at the beginning here. There's a couple things I want to talk about tonight. I want to obviously talk about the Bellwitch Cave. I also want to talk about the Trousdale place in Gallatin. But I also, let's start by talking about the Black Wolf Paranormal. Can you tell me about that, please?
Sure. We were a small group that got together and decided that we were going to start a paranormal team. Our original team was actually rather large. I think there were five or six of us in total. And it's finally kind of dwindled down to three main players, myself, my wife, Leanne, and Beth Allen.
Mm-hmm.
So the Parathug, if you don't know.
Oh, I know Beth. Yep.
So it's down to the three of us, and we all work real well together. And we got our start when we were at Old South Pittsburgh Hospital in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
Sure.
And kind of moved on from there. And we do what we can to help out any historical location. We've done stuff at Octagon Hall, Rosemont here in Gallatin, Trousdale Place here in Gallatin. We've been to several other locations around. We've been out to Texas a couple of times. We do a lot of work with Pac-Man Paranormal up at...
Never heard of them.
No, not many people have. but we try to get their name out there and help them out in their locations.
And that's the thing that, like, reading your bio and stuff and kind of talking with you a little bit, that's one of the things that I really really picked up on, is that you and your team seem to really like to be able to help other teams as well.
Oh, yeah. And one of the examples from us helping other teams, and, you know, we love to collaborate with other teams. And, you know, we are the home team for the Bellwitch Cave.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we will bring in other teams to help us with those investigations once a month. It'll be Leanne and I, and we have a couple of other key players that help us out, Stacy and AJ. And then we'll have a team bring a couple of their members to help us out. We've got a different team that'll be there every month through this season.
And, you know, that's the thing, you know, and we got a lot of listeners who may not understand the dynamics of paranormal teams, because, you know, a lot of people probably are watching like the TV shows and stuff like that and may not quite understand that. But, you know, there is a community of us throughout the country. And just kind of talk about, like, when it works well, Todd, how does the paranormal community work together?
Oh, I mean, you can take Pac-Man Paranormal and the Black Wolf, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we met, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, and things seemed to click well between us. And we've been able to work together kind of flawlessly, you know, through the events that we've done together. We're able to learn from them just like they're able to learn from us. You know, we kind of take that into the other teams that we collab with.
Mm-hmm.
There are experiments and things out there that we do that some other teams don't do that they learn from us, and, you know, vice versa. We're open to learning. I mean,
right.
If we're not learning, we don't need to be doing this.
No one comes in as an expert. No one ever is an expert. You know, I mean, it's just but it's constantly learning new things. And I think if you come in thinking that you know it all, then what's the fun in it? There is no fun in it, in my opinion.
Right. And you know, we get out and we can be out and be doing one of our investigations or one of our events and have absolutely nothing happen.
Yep.
Paranormal wise.
Yep.
But we have people say they've had the best time and want to come back again and leave with a positive vibe. And you know, that's one of the main things we're in it for. I mean, our number one rule when we do an investigation is everybody has to have fun.
Right. No, that makes sense. And you know, the thing is too, it's like, I don't think you and I have ever investigated before together. I mean, there was an investigation at Salina, but I don't remember where you were located in that or whatever else. I have investigated. You mentioned Pac-Man Paranormal. For those of you who are listening, may remember some of the darker episodes of Ghost Box Radio when we've had Ernie Pack on. But in all seriousness, though, we have a lot of fun investigating with them, and there is a different sort of vibe, a different sort of energy, different sort of approach to it. One that I personally am a real fan of. And from what I've always understood from talking with Denise and Ernie about you and Leanne and Beth, and I know Beth, that it's kind of the same sort of, you know, vibe as well in terms of how you investigate. And it's one of those things too, that not every team is going to be investigating as such as well.
Right.
Which is fine. You know, I mean, everyone does their own thing, but, what do you think that vibe is? Because it seems like that, you know, like at least when I'm investigating with them and when we've kind of done our own thing afterwards, it's like, you know, we're not so reliant on the equipment. We're not so reliant on, you know, we're just there to be able to communicate with spirit opposed to capture any sort of evidence or anything.
I mean, that's kind of the same, yeah. Same with us as well. We get out and we make sure, especially when we're doing public events, we make sure to engage the guests, get them involved, and not have people sitting around, you know, just kind of in a daze wondering what's going to happen next. We try to keep everybody upbeat and involved, and I really can't think of another word other than involved.
Well, but I mean, I get it because, I mean, in my opinion, I mean, I've seen it so many times when, you know, people are doing their like events and stuff, and they turned it into like a little session for themselves to play with the equipment and stuff. And, you know, we've all done the same sort of thing. And so that's why I'm pretty sure it's the same thing. Like what your point is that you are going to let people investigate. You're going to let them be there for the event that they've signed up for.
Right. You know, and that's one of the key things that we try to stress when we do have these other teams come in, that this is not a private investigation or an opportunity for you to investigate the location. This is an opportunity for you to engage with the guests and help them investigate the location. And that's kind of what we strive for.
How else do people learn unless they are being, you know, unless that they have the opportunity to do so. You know, we're going to go to break here in a couple minutes or so, but one of the things that you and I were talking about prior to coming on the air too is, you know, that you and Leanne are doing the Paranormal 101 as well, right? In your area.
Yeah, we got a Paranormal 101 class that we do at a location here in Gallatin. It's called Stone Harmony. It's a metaphysical store. Mm-hmm. We'll go in and we will spend about two and a half hours, you know, talking about the theory and everything of paranormal investigation, what we do, experiences that we've had, and kind of a question and answer session. And then the next two and a half hours, we'll do a mini investigation of the location. Our next one coming up this weekend, and we will be actually doing the Paranormal 101 class at Stone Harmony. But this time we're going to take the group and walk two blocks down and go and investigate Trousdale Place, and an actual haunted historical location.
That's exciting. And there's a lot that we could talk about with that. And in fact, there's a lot I do want to talk about with that, because we want to talk about why it's important saving places like this. We need to get to the Bell Witch Cave. We need to get to Trousdale Place. We need to talk more with the Todd. We're going to do that in a second. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining me tonight. Tonight, my guest is the Todd Eskew, who is co-founder and lead investigator of the Black Wolf Paranormal. We're also going to be talking about the Bell Witch Cave in Adams, Tennessee, as well as Trousdale Place in Gallatin, Tennessee, as well. Now, Todd, are you well aware that your friends are lighting you up in the comment section of the live feed?
Oh, as expected.
As would be disappointing if they if they didn't, isn't it? If you if you all want a good laugh, go to Get Haunted on Facebook, and that's a network, and that's where we're streaming live to right now. And you can go and see exactly what Todd's friends think of him. I guess is really the best way to put it. No, they're fine. They're being nice to you, kind of. A little.
Yeah,
little.
That's it.
A little bit. I mean, it comes and goes. And then a couple new faces in there. Just remind everybody that my show is actually Monday through Friday at 10:05 p.m. Central Standard Time. So please, I hope we are interesting enough for you to come back. Unfortunately, Todd isn't on every night. So that's a bummer.
For everybody out there, yeah.
I mean, that could change.
We could do that.
We could do that. I mean, nothing is set in stone about this show. So, I mean, anything is possible.
Yeah, I think Ernie would be a little jealous, but yeah.
Well, I mean, Ernie, you know, Ernie, right? So just reading the comments, my gosh, you got some good friends out there. Let's talk a little bit about the historic Bell Witch Cave. You know, I'm going to be honest, my knowledge of it is a little less. You know, I saw it on certain paranormal shows, and I wanted to kind of talk about just a little bit of what it is, because you and your paranormal team are the paranormal team for that location. And what does that mean exactly?
Right now, we're the only team that they allow in there to do paranormal investigations. They do not currently offer private investigations at this time, but we do lead the monthly paranormal investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically once a month this year, May through November.
Okay. And so you can go there and you don't, is it more like you are getting like space in like a set time every once a month or something, that you and your team is there and you kind of go in there and you kind of let people investigate, sort of thing?
The way that these investigations are set up, we limit them to 30 people.
Sure.
We will break into three groups of 10, and we will then go out and investigate three locations on the property. Those three locations are, one being the cave.
Sure.
Two being the replica cabin for the Bell family, And the third location is the Indian Burial Ground, which is about 80 feet above the cave.
Okay.
And we'll spend about an hour, hour and a half in each location, and then we'll do a rotation, take a break, hydrate, whatever we need to do, and then go on to the next location. And we're usually done by about 1 a.m.
And that the cabin you talked about, that's what the picture you had sent me earlier.
Yes. We had a gentleman and his family came out, and we always tell people when they're doing paranormal and they're taking pictures, always take pictures in multiples, three at a minimum. He happened to take 12 that day.
Mm-hmm.
And the first picture that I sent you was like picture number 8. And you can see something starting to manifest in the doorway. And then picture number 9, you can see a full manifestation in the door.
That's great.
And I mean, you can see that if you go to the Black Wolf Paranormal, that those pictures are on our website or our Facebook page.
Do you prefer people go to the Facebook page or do you have, okay. And it's the Black Paranormal or Black Wolf Paranormal. Sorry. And you can go there and see all this stuff. And, you know, one of the things that we were talking about also before the show, which you brought up and I thought was very interesting, is for people, especially up here in Minnesota, who want to maybe make a trip and go down and see these places that you're talking about, you could really create like a nice like little a stopping point at a number of places not too far from each other to really get a very grand experience in the paranormal down in your area.
Yeah. I mean, we're very close. I mean, if you wanted to come and spend to one of our events for the Bellwitch Cave, you could probably schedule a Friday at Fort Duffield, Saturday at the Bellwitch Cave. And if they offer it, we're close to Octagon Hall,
mm-hmm.
Trousdale Place, Old Stone Jail in Franklin, Kentucky. I mean, there's several locations right there close that, you know, if you hit it just right, you could get a few of those locations in a weekend.
And that's the way to do it. I mean, honestly, to be able to get around and stuff and see. And because you all pretty much work very closely together, it's not too hard to kind of see the like sort of events as well that are happening around there. And definitely you want to go and go to the Black Wolf Paranormal Facebook page, go there and like it. And I just, you know, support, right? I mean, I'm thinking about my Minnesota listeners. This is something that I really like to try to get people interested in is, you know, there's a lot of great places in Minnesota, but it's not too far to go somewhere where you're going to have a very different experience going out to somewhere like the Bellwitch Cave. What has happened at that place that has made it so haunted, do you think?
Well, Tennessee is the only state that recognizes a person's death to the supernatural. And that was the death of John Bell back in, I think it was 1824, I believe, or something like that. I get dates wrong. So no, it was 1820. It was December 20th, 1820 mm-hmm. was when John Bell died. And the Bell Witch took credit for his death. They ended up finding a vial of poison next to his body. The land itself, the original farm was about 320 acres along the Red River. The Bell family moved there in 1804.
Mm-hmm.
They lived there for about 13 years, just nice and peaceful. And then in the summer of 1817, they started hearing weird noises, started seeing different types of animals like, big dogs with rabbit ears and, you know, just different types of animals out of the ordinary. As time goes on, all these things start to change and they start hearing voices in the house. Betsy Bell, the youngest of the Bell family, seemed to be the target.
Mm-hmm.
She was beaten and thrown to the floor and just really abused by whatever this energy was. there were, several accounts where this got out to the community, and different people in the community would come and camp out around the farm just to try to see or experience some of these things going on. Some of the prominent people that came out was President Andrew Jackson.
Okay.
He came out and he's quoted for saying, "I'd rather face the entire British army than spend another night with a Bell Witch."
And here you are every week or once, at least a few times a month, you're doing exactly that.
We go up there as often as we can. We know the family that owns the farm, and mm-hmm. we go up there and we spend time with them, and we have a great time. But, that's kind of what's going on up there.
Right. And I gotta ask though, because I said a couple things just a little while ago, and every time I said it, your wife was like putting the same thing into the chat. And I don't know if I was saying it wrong, because I talked about your team, Black Wolf Paranormal. She writes in the comments, "The Black Wolf Paranormal." Is she correcting me, Todd? Is that what's going on over here? Am I being...
No, she's not correcting you at all. She does that to me too. She believe it or not, she does it to me and Ernie. What she's trying to put out there is we got to make sure that it's the Black Wolf Paranormal, because if you put Black Wolf Paranormal, I think a defunct team out of California comes up.
Oh, isn't it hard to find a team name, honestly?
No, it seems to be.
Yeah. So, that's why my team's name is No Pants Paranormal. But anyway, that's just me. There you go. So getting back to the cave, and I want to ask this about this location as well as other locations that you and your team have been a part of. What is the addiction? I mean, and that's a general question about everywhere in general that you kind of end up being at, because you're like, I'm gonna go up there as much as possible. What is the addiction to these locations?
The unknown. I mean, simply put, the unknown of the excitement of what you might find out there. The people that we investigate with on the regular, some crazy things happen when the four or five of us are together, and mm-hmm. as much more than when we're just out with another group. I don't know if it's the energy that we share, or if it's or really what it is. It's unexplainable.
Right.
But I mean, we can go to a location and nothing happened, and then we can go back to that location and take these other people and it'll be off the chain.
Yeah. Denise had put that in the comments that it's just every time you all get together, there is a lot that actually happens. I mean, it's just off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it and tried to explain it. You know, is it our signs? You know, earth, water, fire signs. I don't know. Is it just the chemistry in our bodies that make it different? Is it the fact that, you know, when we go out squatching, Squatchman or Sasquatch has a thing for throwing stuff at me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing. So who knows?
And that's great. I mean, how does that make you feel? Because that has to be. That has to be kind of, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Let me start with that. How does that make you feel when you are kind of in those situations where you feel like that when you're with this group of people, all sorts of great things happen, but also like the spirits and these forest friends that they are very much aware of you. Well, how does that make you feel?
It interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good feeling, and then at the same time, you know, what is it about me or what is it about someone else in our group that draws that kind of energy? We're all high energy people, and I think that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
But to me, I think it's kind of awesome at the same time that we get the experiences that we do, but. That's what keeps us going back, is trying to figure out why are they drawn to us? Why do we get the experiences that we get? And, you know, we have talked to other people that don't get these experiences. And then there have been a time or two to where we brought people in to experience an investigation with us, and they see and feel and hear what we see, hear, and feel.
How much does intention play into all this?
I think intention plays a lot into it.
Yeah.
I think if you go into an investigation with a bad attitude, or if you've had a bad day and you're carrying it into your investigation, you're going to have a bad investigation, whether it's something that affects you or you have absolutely nothing happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had a good day and you go into it with a positive attitude and go into it and just talk to the energies, just like you would talk to each other, cut up, have a good time, you're going to have a good time. You're going to have an experience.
I mean, and if folks who listen to the show know my experience with our forest friend, Sasquatch, and, you know, Denise had said, not to turn this into me because it's your show tonight, but Greg had some pretty intense experience with Ernie and I. It multiplied with all of us, and I do feel like that our forest friends, as we call them, right? They're going to see right through the BS of people who, you know, and I think that's why the people who are like Bigfoot hunters per se, that they're not getting the situation you're getting or that I was lucky enough to get, because they see that that there's a complete different approach to it, don't they?
Right. Yes. I mean, I agree. I mean, I had it set in my head, and I think I had my first stroke, Kearney. But when we get out there as a team, we're all like-minded, and we're out there for the good, for positive.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that go out there and throw a lot of technology out there, and you know, with Squatch being, you know, interdimensional, however you want to look at it.
Yep.
They know when you're putting out the infrared cameras and all of this technology out there, and they're going to avoid it.
Yep.
To where when we go out there and it's just us being ourselves, opening ourselves up to communicate with them, or opening ourselves up as individuals and, you know, kind of taking their energy in and sharing our energy, is where it makes a big difference. And I think that goes true with paranormal, cryptic. I won't go as far as saying ufology, because I'm not that into ufology as I used to be, but I think it's all connected.
I think for what it's worth, I will say that my experiences with ufology fall very much in line with the experiences that you have received with Squatchman, and the way that you go about it. And when I said earlier before the show that we're going to have an opportunity to do a CE5, which is a UFO sort of an alien interaction in June, that's the same sort of thing. It's no different than how we want to try to reach out to the forest friends, right?
Right.
So that's really important. And before we head off to break too, one thing I wanted to say, one of my favorite moments of being when we visited Denise and Ernie was at the Gates of Hell, actually. And we were doing something, we were talking about energy, and Denise held out her hand and I held out my hand. They didn't touch, but, and I'm sure Denise will remember, we could feel like the give and take of energy, because we were both putting it out there just to see if we could. And that's actually one of my favorite memories, because it's one of those things that be able to, nice to see that what you can actually do and how you can you are able to manipulate energy. You are in control more than people think that they are.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's us as a group. We do that all the time.
I believe it. I believe it.
You know, we've been in locations to where, you know, we've had to pick each other up or give each other a boost, and, you know, and it happens, and it's awesome when it does.
Absolutely. Why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Todd about his group, The Black Wolf Paranormal. I want to talk about Trousdale Place as well and other things as well. We still have some time left. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. Hey. And join me tomorrow on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. We are just going to do what we call a Just Greg episode. That means that it's just going to be me, no Adam or anyone else. We're just going to be maybe tackling some subjects tomorrow, whatever's on your mind. Normally, I have a subject I want to talk about, but I'm open to whatever anyone wants to talk about. If you want to, you can put it into the comments. We can tackle that tomorrow. I ended up having a guest who his family member is going into the hospital. So we're going to move that back until later in the month. It's going to be a great episode as well. But tomorrow, just a Greg episode. And that's regardless what Denise says, as she says, well, tomorrow will be boring. Nope, we didn't ask Ernie to be on, so we should be good. Todd, I don't know what you should think of this, but Ernie does say in the comments, he says, good show, surprisingly enough. And I don't know if it's about you, about me, about both of us, because he's never given me any praise whatsoever. So it's been a very...
I'm sure it's all about you.
It's an abusive relationship. I'm just going to be very honest about this. You just end up coming back for more. That's just kind of how it is, I guess. We're talking to the Todd Eskew, of co-founder and lead investigator of the Black Wolf Paranormal. We've been talking about one of the locations that they do investigations at that are open for you to join in as well. That is the historic Bellwitch Cave in Adams, Tennessee. I want to talk a little bit about Trousdale Place in Gallatin, Tennessee as well to wrap up the show. Todd, what is that location?
Trousdale Place in Gallatin, Tennessee is Governor Trousdale, Governor of Tennessee. It's his home. It was there during the Civil War. It's been there for quite some time. It's part about two blocks away. There's a Gallatin Cemetery. So some of the things that we pick up when we're doing our investigations there are, you know, people from the cemetery moving through.
Mm-hmm.
There are some family members that we pick up on. There are some of the people that worked in the home that we picked up on. There are two slaves that come through a lot. It's a location that doesn't have a whole lot of notoriety as far as the paranormal goes. We're trying to change that. This is one location that we're trying to get the name out there. We offer private investigations at the home. And all of the money that we take in for that location goes back into the location for renovation and upkeep. Some of these locations that we work with, Trousdale, for instance, are having some foundation issues. And to bring these locations back up to structurally sound locations, you have to do it a certain way to maintain the historical relevance. So with some of these things that they're having to do, these bills get up into the $500,000 range. Yep. For some foundation work. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get their name out there, trying to get teams to come in. There's a waiver that you'll have to sign. And like a lot of the new waivers that people are putting out there, if you come into our location talking demons and whatnot, you will be asked to leave. And it is in the waiver. And, you know, we're not out there for any kind of clickbait or anything like that. We're wanting to do an honest, clean investigation. People come in, have a good time, do their investigation, and help these locations, you know, bring themselves back. Not only for the paranormal, but for the history for our kids and our kids' kids. These locations are falling apart and going by the wayside, and people are forgetting about them.
Some of the stuff that's coming up in the comments now, which are very important, and this is something that you and I talked about that we wanted to talk about on the show. Leanne says that Trousdale Place did not get a grant this year, so any events help fund this location, and that's something that I don't, you know, I understand that people understand the words that are on screen there, but the words I just said, but, you know, the idea that there sometimes there isn't an opportunity for someone to sweep in and save a location. And that's why it's so important that you get, you know, that people don't put off like, yeah, you know, I'd love to help them or something and never right. do it. You have to do it now.
Right. Exactly. And that seems to be the problem. You know, everybody wants something for free.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be glad to help you with that location. Well, you can help by, you know, buying an investigation.
Right.
Or buying a ticket to a public investigation. You know, come to the public investigation, you know, check it out. If you want to, you know, invest a little bit more, do a private investigation. You know, and this also makes people aware of these locations. And if there are a lot of history buffs that are in the paranormal that don't know that some of these locations exist.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come and they do a paranormal and then they go back for one of the day tours or one of the events that they have, like the little concerts on the lawn or the tea events that they have with the Women of the Confederacy, you know, Daughters of the Confederacy, I'm sorry.
Sure.
And, you know, stuff like that.
I've heard of them, yeah. It is very important. And, you know, because I was going to ask you, like, how important is it to save? But it's a dumb question because it's obviously very important to save these locations. And I mean, we've had them in my area too, where it's like, oh, we need the help and stuff. Nobody does it. And next thing you know, they're being torn down or they're being turned right. into something else. And it's like, honestly, it's only going to be the people who are really invested in the location that are going to save it, unless these people are on some committee, some board, something else. The, you know, governments often do not see the relevance in such locations, at least in my experience.
Right. I mean, the historical society in the areas do help some,
mm-hmm.
but they can't be the only ones out there to help us.
Right.
The community needs to help keep these historical locations open and running. I mean, it costs money to run the power and the lights and the AC, and some of the relics that these places have in them need to have the AC right so these relics don't deteriorate. I mean, some of these locations have, you know, furniture in it from the, you know, early 1800s, late 1700s. The furniture that's in Trousdale Place, some of the beds up there are just awesome.
Yeah.
The dining room sets, the china, I mean, everything throughout is all period correct. And, you know, the location itself, the walls are 2 foot thick walls, you know, two layers deep of brick. I mean, the construction is out of this world. And to maintain that type of construction, it takes money. Yep. And money that, you know, some of these locations don't have. I mean, we've got different foundations and different historic homes through the area. And there are several in the area that don't allow paranormal investigations
mm-hmm.
to be able to supplement that money.
Yep.
You know, and the more that we can get in as the paranormal community and treat these places with the respect that it deserves and raise money for these locations, there may be some other people out there with some of these other historical locations that will open their doors and let us help them out as well.
And once again, folks, I can't reiterate enough the work that Ta and Leanne, Beth, and Denise do. There is no pay to it, and I can confirm that because I've seen how Ernie Pack dresses. That clearly money is not involved in that equation whatsoever. So I mean, it is very much. It's very important to do that. And folks, I would also, for us listening up here in Minnesota, you know, look at those places up here as well, and not necessarily ones that are like paranormal locations, but places that, you know, are historical and that they need help. And I know money is tight, but how else do you, you know, you got to keep these going, because in Minnesota, I'm Todd, you're probably very unaware. Minnesota loves to tear down its historical past. It loves to bulldoze whatever they can. So it's the fact that we have any buildings that exist from, you know, before 1930 is almost an unbelievable thing, because we love to destroy our past up here in Minnesota.
And, you know, I'm afraid to say that's how it is kind of across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we are a little bit different here in the South. I mean, we seem to take pride in our history more so than some other locations. You know, I've been in the construction industry the majority of my life, and I've seen to where we've gone in and tore down historical locations or what appeared to be historical type buildings to build high rise condominiums and hospitals and other things. Granted, the hospitals and stuff like that were needed,
mm-hmm.
but at the cost of, you know, a historical location. I mean,
right.
It can be one way or the other.
Well, and in Minnesota, downtown Minneapolis, there was a great purge in the early 1960s and took down buildings that were from the 1800s. Some were in horrible shape. Let's not joke around here. Obviously, that was the case. Some beautiful buildings that were turned into parking lots for years and years and years. You know, it's just, I mean, and you know, just once again, you know, if you like paranormal, if you like traveling, you want to go down, check out the historic Belwich Cave. You want to go to Trousdale Place. You know, as Denise said, you know, when we're talking about the funding and stuff, Fort Duffield is the same way. You know, can people reach out to you directly if they want to, like, they want to figure out how can we do all these places? I don't want to put work on you, but would you be able to help them?
Yeah, they can reach out to us through our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get them in contact with everyone around here that would be open to having them come in and do an investigation. We don't have a problem doing that at all. And of course, Leanne's probably going to shoot me because she does all of our social media. So.
But I mean, first of all, going down to Kentucky, going down to Tennessee, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful areas to visit. And, you know, like we always say, we always hear people who are like, I want to do some paranormal investigation. Take a trip, go down there, enjoy it. Go see Ernie, go see Todd, Leanne, see Denise, see Beth, you know, go to Octagon Hall as well. I mean, there's so many wonderful places to go to. I mean, that's truly the important message here for them to do that. And if Denise just put in the comments as well, they can reach out to Denise and Ernie at Fort Duffield. Find a way for you to visit all these wonderful locations. They're just an hour or two apart from each other.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the things. And, you know, go back to the Belwich Cave. And you probably heard this about Fort Duffield as well. You talk about elements of a haunting.
Mm-hmm.
The Belwich Cave is on the Red River.
Yep.
You got limestone. There is a railroad track, you know, right there close to it. Just to add a little bit more, that area was part of the Trail of Tears. It's Native American land that has a Native American burial ground above the cave.
Mm-hmm.
So that's elements of a haunting taken to the second degree.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the really cool thing about the folks that own the farm now, they offer an experience for you that if you want to come out, you can actually go and do what's called tanking on the Red River.
Wow.
So what they will do, they'll get you in a big 8-foot round watering trough. Put you on the river and let it float down the river.
That sounds like that sounds amazing. Keep in touch with Todd. Go to The Black Wolf Paranormal on Facebook. Get in touch with them. Visit the historic Belwich Cave, Trousdale Place. Todd, thank you so very much for joining me tonight.
Yes, thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow with a Just Greg episode. Thank you all very much. We'll see you tomorrow.